Floyd Dryden Middle School housed dozens of residents that were displaced by Tuesday morning's record-breaking glacial outburst flood in Juneau. Weston Holland was one of them. On Monday, he went to bed in his apartment on Emily Drive. But in the early morning, he woke to find water on the floor, so he went to investigate.
And in the process of doing that, the front door had this look of water coming into the side, like Titanic. And then the bottom of the frame of the door broke in, and a wall of water came in.
Water from the swollen Mendenhall River rushed to the basement apartment. The force of it pushed Holland back and flooded kitchen appliances like the stove and the fridge.
It went from just a couple inches on the floor to about my navel, I would say about a minute and a half. It was just coming in quick.
The Hollands knew that flooding was underway in the Mendenhall Valley. But during a catastrophic flood this time last year, their home didn't even take on enough water to activate the sump pumps. This year was different. Holland woke up his wife and their four sons so they could evacuate, and they got out just in the nick of time. The family arrived at the shelter around the time the floodwaters crested, just past 3 a.m. They were soaked from wading through the glacial water.
It was pretty much hypothermia that started setting in. The pain in my toes was bad.
Weston's beloved pet dog was left behind, along with a cat, a lizard, and some ducks. Glacial outburst floods happen every year in Juneau, when water from the glacial lake known as Suicide Basin drains into the Mendenhall River. But the last 2 years have been unprecedented. Last year's flood pushed the river to nearly 15 feet. This year, the river rose to a new record of nearly 16 feet. Deputy City Manager Robert Barr said the water spread much further into valley neighborhoods this time. The city is still trying to figure out how many houses were impacted.
Many homes experienced some level of flooding, some significant. I think... somewhere in the vicinity of 100, maybe hundreds. We just don't really have a good handle on that yet.
The type of damage is different from last year's flood, too. Many riverside properties were damaged by severe erosion last year, which undermined foundations and caused two houses to collapse entirely.
We saw much less erosion this year. Don't have complete reports yet, but the significance of the impact this year is related to standing water.
The city issued an evacuation notice on Monday, but not everyone left. Debbie Penrose Fisher stayed put, even after ALNP cut power to her neighborhood on G Street.
I mean, last year we saw the water wasn't anywhere near.
By the time she realized this year might be different, it was too late.
We were completely surrounded, and it wasn't just still water. It was kind of like a pretty heavy flow.
Back to her wheelchair, she wasn't sure how to escape. She relies on a supply of oxygen, and the batteries on her tank started running low. Just past 7 a.m., she made a call to Capital City Fire and Rescue.
It was stressful because I was trapped.
A rescue team was able to pick her up with a raft and take her to the shelter. Mayor Beth Weldon visited the shelter just before noon. She spent the morning patrolling the flooded neighborhoods.
Instead of a few inches in people's houses, they had feet, so taking lots of pictures to hopefully help with a national declaration of disasters.
The city and borough of Juneau has already declared the flood a local emergency and put in requests for state and federal aid. Governor Mike Dunleavy followed suit by declaring a state disaster emergency. Those declarations will free up recovery money at the state level and potentially draw attention from the federal government. In a statement on Facebook, Senator Dan Sullivan said he's been in touch with a top administrator at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Mayor Weldon said she's spoken to Senator Lisa Murkowski, too.
We're already talking about what can we do to prevent this, because it was a foot higher than last year's, ironically on the same date, and we can't have this an annual thing.
But she says it will take federal help to quell those floods in the future. With help from Clarice Larson in Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.
And producing locally grown food.